Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 37 to 62. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. And behold, a man from the crowd cried out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." And behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out. It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth and shatters him, and will hardly leave him. And I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon threw him to the ground and convulsed him. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father. And all were astonished at the majesty of God. But while they were all marveling at everything he was doing, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying, and it was concealed from them, so that they might not perceive it. But they were afraid to ask him about this saying. An argument arose among them as to which of them was the greatest. But Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their hearts, took a child and put him by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all is the one who is great." John answered, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he does not follow with us." But Jesus said to him, "Do not stop him, for the one who is not against you is for you." When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered the village of the Samaritans to make the preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Christopher Amen, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Carson City, Nevada.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus and his disciples had just come down from the mountain, the mountain of Transfiguration. Great and glorious sight, to be sure. But despite all of the sights, despite all of the power, despite all of the healing, the disciples still didn't quite get it. I imagine that Jesus still thinks and asks this question, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you and bear with you?" Yet, in his mercy, he does bear with us. He continues to rebuke the demons. He brings us to repentance and faith. Still, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He is to be delivered into the hands of men. Yes, the Transfiguration was a great and glorious sight, a peak of the resurrection on that mountain. Yes, he healed many and drove out demons. Still, he must die. Let this sink in. The Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men. We are still living in this marvelous Easter season. We have just recounted the Lord's death and resurrection. Daily we hear of this reality. We proclaim it each time we partake in the supper. Yet how often do we still not understand it? We still have this temptation to look to our earthly ways. We still fight this tendency to reject Jesus along with the rest of the world. Reject him for sporting events. Reject him for fun. More fun activities. Reject him over our business adventures. There's a tendency to make preparation for Jesus. But when he comes, it's oftentimes still just like Samaria. People do not receive him, for his face is set toward Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men. His face is set towards his cross. For this faithless and twisted generation, he faces Jerusalem. He willingly suffers at the hands of men. He does so to drive out the demons. He does so to finish the work of salvation. For us who daily sin much, who at times just seem to not get it, he rebukes the demons. He bears with us, forgives us, and receives you, his child, that you who are least may be great. He bids you to follow him. Follow him as he brings you through death and in resurrection life in his gifts of baptism. We who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection still continue to receive those gifts. Your sin is forgiven. You are the child received. Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man was delivered into the hands of men, delivering them, delivering you and delivering me from sin, death, and hell, declaring you his child. As we follow by his grace in death and resurrection, we are received into the kingdom of God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Christopher Amen from Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Carson City, Nevada, for today's meditation on God's Word.